Yes, the chipmunks go to the movies. Classic. Who you are. You could be a star. Okay, I was obsessed with that growing up, and I thought that it was a really appropriate way to start out this questionnaire because, my friends, this questionnaire is called 20 Questions at the Movies. Yeah! And the chipmunks, come on. I mean, it's the chipmunks. So, this is brought to you by the lovely If Only You Would, whose flair is smiling politely. So I wonder if they're Canadian. If you hear me go, or do weird pauses, or you hear weird, like, boop, it's because a dear good friend of mine is Snapchatting me at the moment, and I don't really know how to turn it off, so. All right, number one. It'd be impossible for me to force someone to pick a single favorite movie. Instead, why don't you pick the genre of movies that you're most fond of, and cherry pick a few favorites from the list? Why is that genre your favorite? What's a favorite that's the polar opposite of that? This is a lot of questions in one, my friend. My favorite kind of movie is a psychological thriller. I love them the most. They always keep me guessing. And I don't know, when I watch a movie, I want to be really engrossed and invested, and I'm always engrossed and invested in a psychological thriller. Some that I really enjoy, Silence of the Lambs, one of my favorite movies. Another one would be Seven. I loved that movie. Holy shit. That was a gooder. I'm sure there are tons more that I can't think of. Those ones just pop into my head. And the other ones I love are dramas. I do love dramas. Comedy is too subjective, right? If I say I love comedy, there's too many hit and misses for me. Because I think everyone has a very specific sense of humor, right? Some people love slapstick. I don't so much. That doesn't mean I hate it in all its forms. It's just a lot of the time, it just doesn't do it for me. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sorry, I just had an ice cap, so I feel like I'm hiccuping. Okay. Why is that genre my favorite? Why are those genres? I think because I like movies that make you think. I do. I love going to movies, but I love talking about movies after just as much. And I have one brother who feels the exact same way, passionate about a film. So whenever we see a movie, because he doesn't live around here, I'll call him up and be like, please tell me you've seen this movie. We need to talk about it right now. Because none of my friends really like to do that. They don't like to talk about metaphors in movies. They don't like to talk about anything, really. They don't like to talk about how it's like, I don't know. It's hard to describe. So that's kind of a bummer. Because all my friends are like, okay, well, we just saw it. Like, let's move on. So I'm like, okay, well, but like, let's talk about it because it's fascinating. But no. I think that's why, I guess, is indie film a genre? I guess it kind of is. That would probably actually be my number one. Indie films are my favorite because they focus so much on story. They focus so much on acting without the crutches of blockbuster things, which would be the polar opposite, like CGI and special effects that are usually not really necessary for a good movie. That's my opinion. Remember, throughout this entire questionnaire, that these are just Penny's opinions. Please. Don't hate me. You can disagree with me. That's great. That's how friendships work. You can disagree with me and we can respect each other's opinions. But you're probably not going to agree with everything I say on this, and that's okay. Two, what do you pay attention to the most when watching films? Story structure, script writing, narrative, special effects, acting, or cinematography? For me, the most would be a good story coupled with good acting. Because I've seen some great acting and a really good story save what would be a colossally poorly directed film. That being said, everything kind of has to work in harmony, doesn't it? But without a good script and without good actors, and without like at least decent direction, you're kind of fucked. Like, why bother? So, I guess I pay attention to it all. The thing I find most distracting, however, would probably be bad writing. I think, yeah, because even if it's a great actor, like, trying really hard, if your writing is shit, like, there's no point. That's the whole basis of the film. Like, then you might as well not bother. Sorry, it's garbage pickup day today. They're really loud. Number three, is there an actor, actress, writer, and or director that has you for life? Someone whose movies you will always watch. Why? Yes. In terms of an actor, Daniel Day-Lewis. That guy, anything he does, I will watch. I don't even care. His acting is, it's like next level. That's the only way I can describe it. Like you've seen There Will Be Blood, and if you haven't, like pause this and go fucking watch it right now. Like seriously, just leave. I don't even care. You don't even have to listen to this questionnaire. Just go fucking watch that movie. That movie might be my favorite movie of all time. Not only because it's so well written, so well directed, but because Daniel Day-Lewis's performance in that is like magic. So I could go on about Daniel Day-Lewis, I won't. Favorite actress that I will watch? Meryl Streep. There's a reason she's overrated, guys. There's a reason that everyone loves her films. It's because she's spectacular. Ignoring the fact that she can do accents like nobody else, like, she's just spectacular in everything. She's just great. I think about it. And she can do every genre, comedy, drama, what, like, give it to her, she'll do it, man. Oh, she's so great. Writer. Okay, this is gonna be where people are like, Penny, you have no taste. But get this, I love M. Night Shyamalan writing. I do. I love a lot of his movies. And Signs, to me, is his best movie. I think his writing on that was amazing. I think the acting in that was amazing. I think that whole thing was spectacular because not only does M. Night Shyamalan give you something that's like, let's ignore the fact that he does twists that are really stupid sometimes, but you can't deny that Signs, as a standalone, not only as a monster movie, but also as really an introspective look into a family's take on grief and their struggle with religion, you can't tell me that that's not good writing, because I'll disagree with you. In terms of director that has me for life, Tim Burton. I have seen almost every film of his in theaters, and like 9 times out of 10, I'm so satisfied. The 10th time, I'm usually like, eh. But then his directing is so stunning that it makes up for it. Excuse me. Oh, another actor I will always watch, actually, and I think I've seen most of his movies in cinema too, is Colin Farrell. Now that's probably not because I'm like, I think he is a very good actor. I really do. I think he is underrated. I think that people kind of get down on him because he's hot and because he seems like he's kind of like a man whore. But do you know what? His acting is solid. Have you? Okay, he came out in a great movie that I'm watching again on Netflix. It's called The Lobster. And it's a weird fucking movie. And this actually takes me back to number three. No, takes me back to number two. Because a really good plot will drag me in no matter what. And in this one, it's all about, The Lobster is all about, if you don't find your mate within like however many days, then you get turned into an animal of your choosing. So Colin Farrell in the movie chooses a lobster because he says they're cold-blooded and they live for a very long time in the water of the ocean and blah, 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 blah. Sorry, oh my God, why do I try to impersonate Colin Farrell? That was awful. Oh my God, no, he does not sound like that, but he does have a mustache in the movie, which, depending on who you are, you might love. I did not. But he was great in it. And he always picks kind of weird movies now. Like Miss Julie, his acting was great. I don't know. I feel like this man needs like a second coming, like with a really good script where people are like, oh wait, Colin Farrell can act. He's not just really ridiculously handsome. Number four. Aw, your favorite romantic love scene in a movie is. Now I'm not a big romance love person, but one of the best movies out there, Harold and Maude. When, I'm not going to spoil anything, but when Harold goes, "But I love you, Maude," and Maude goes, "I know. Now go out and love some more." Oh, guys. Oh, that movie has my heart so much, so much. It's so good. It's so good. Five. Boom, crash. Your favorite action sequence in a movie is anything from Die Hard. Anything. I kid you not. I love that movie. I don't care that it's cliche. I don't care that everyone's like, There's a reason that it's the action movie that everyone references, because it's the perfect action movie. I watch it every Christmas. Hans Gruber is my favorite villain. Spectacular. Anytime he says anything. When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there will no more worlds to conquer. I hear Arafat buys his there. John Phillips. Anyway, I could just sit here and quote Alan Rickman, who is my dream voice, by the way. Rest in peace, Alan Rickman. Such a great, great voice. His is the ultimate man voice, in my opinion. In my opinion, again, don't be offended. but anything that him and John McClane are in, yes. Like, anytime they're up against each other, or when he's pretending that he is Clay. His name claims he's like, Clay. And he does that horrible American accent. Oh no, you're one of them. So good! Anyway, I'm getting caught up in it. Point is, when he's like, shoot the glass! And like, John McClane has to run across barefoot. Or when John McClane comes through the window on the building. Or when it's like, oh, now I have a machine gun. Or just anything. Anything from that movie. Holy shit, I love that movie so much. Okay, moving on. Because, like, I'm only at number 5 and we're already at 11 minutes. Holy shit. Okay. 6. LMFAO. Oh, I hate that expression. Your favorite comedy scene in a movie is... Oh, yeah. In Dumb and Dumber. Where Lloyd's like, I took care of it. Because they're talking about... He's like, oh, I sold the bird to, like, that blind kid. And then Harry's like, Lloyd, Petey didn't have a head. And then... Lloyd's like, I took care of it. Harry, I took care of it. And then it just cuts to the blind kid, like, petting the bird, and the bird's head is held on with duct tape, and he's like, pretty bird, pretty bird. It's so terrible. It's so terrible, but it's so funny. Oh my gosh. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you probably think I'm a fucking monster. But if you do know what I'm talking about, come on. How is that not hysterical? Probably I'll think, oh, Penny, what a bitch. Crazy woman. So funny. So funny. Number 7. Crossover number 1. Books and movies. Have you ever read a book after watching the movie? Have you ever seen a movie that was better than the book? Bonus question. Your favorite movie book combo. I have read a book after watching the movie. Yes. Normally it's the other way around. But it's always like a nice happy surprise. Sorry. Oh my gosh. Whoa. Okay. It's always a nice, happy surprise when you go to a movie. Oh my god, stop. Hiccups. Okay, I gotta take a drink. Ah! Oh, I was just iced down the wrong way. Oh! That was not pleasant. Okay. Alright. Oh, where was I? I hate that. Okay, have you ever seen a movie that was better than the book? Not to my recollection, if I'm totally honest. Books will always be, in my humble opinion, way better. You get more in-depth character study. That being said, I would love to know your opinions on movies that are better than books, because I'll check them out. Bonus question, your favorite movie-book combo. Now that one's tough. Usually when I like a movie or a book, it's for very separate reasons. It's not because combined they were any good. But one, do you know one movie that I enjoy as both separately as a movie and a book is The Shining. Yeah, it's just really good. In both ways, like it's, oh, okay. Don't type anything on the Snapchat because I don't want to read it. Okay. Think. I told you this would happen. Okay. Yeah. The Shining, great as a book, great as a movie. Yeah. Recommended. Number 8, crossover number 2, movies and music. Have you ever found the song, favorite song perfectly included within a movie? Yes. Two films immediately come to mind. The first is, oh no, guys, stop messaging. The best, in my opinion, is two. The first is, oh my god, Penny, think. The Sound of Silence in the beginning of The Graduate. Because, oh my god, Snapchat. Because, sorry, my heater, I'm dying of heat now. I'm trying to do too many things at once. Ah! Okay. The best, yes, at the beginning, because Dustin Hoffman's character is going on an escalator going left, which automatically makes your eyes kind of go what? And then everyone else is going the other way, and it's all singing about the Sound of Silence, and it just like he looks like such a lost character. And that soundtrack, to be honest, one of my favorite soundtracks of all time are probably The Graduate soundtrack and Harold and Maude soundtrack by Cat Stevens. You know him now as Yusuf Islam, but I will always know him as Cat Stevens. The other song that I thought played brilliantly at really specific parts in a movie was it's called Green or La Fille Verte by Caspian, and it was done in the London Boulevard soundtrack, and it's like this song. So it's just a really cool song, and it's played at very specific parts in the film that are very high tension, and it's just really great, honestly, and I love that song. It's also called The Green Fairy, if I recall. Anyway, yeah. The other soundtrack actually that I loved that was mostly instrumental, like the original the soundtrack for was Donnie Darko. I bought that soundtrack. It was great, in my personal opinion. It was really great. That movie too was a real mind fuck, but very enjoyable. Nine. Do you watch the Oscars or Golden Globes? Do you tend to win guess the winners correctly? Yeah, I do enjoy those, even though they're really stupid. Because let's face it, I don't know, it's like anything. The best actor doesn't always get it. It's like who campaigned the hardest, which is lame. But I do tend to guess the winners correctly, and my friends always have Oscars parties, and I always go. 10. Watching movies at home using Netflix has altered the ritual of going to a movie theater somewhat. What are some of the sensations you enjoy when you go to the cinema? What are essential refreshments you like to have? Where do you like to sit? All right. I love Netflix. But in terms of me, nothing beats going to the cinema. I don't care. I know that like people are assholes. I know that the ads are annoying. I love going to the movies. I love the shared experience of sitting in the dark with a bunch of strangers and having a shared experience of watching a film. I don't know why. Because most of the time people just piss me off. Or if I go with a friend and they want to talk during the movie, which, oh, that is a killer for me. I don't mind like in a funny part if you look over and be like, oh, that was great. Whatever, that's fine. If I'm trying to watch a movie and you're just chatting in my ear, like I just paid $15 to watch a movie, like shut the fuck up. But I'm too nice. And my friends, I'm like, And I just try to like show that, hey, shut the fuck up, I'm trying to watch the movie. What are some of the sensations to enjoy when you go to the movies? Well, I mean, I like surround sound and I love a giant screen because I'm too vain to wear my glasses, so then I don't have to. What are essential refreshments? Always popcorn with butter. I don't really get anything aside from that. One thing that I see that I just don't understand, and people have to explain this to me, is like a popcorn and then they pour M&Ms or something in it. Or, I don't know, does everyone have M&Ms? You guys don't have Smarties. Like chocolate covered stuff or chocolate covered peanuts. And they have it in their popcorn. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, you've taken something beautiful like popcorn with butter and you've added a bunch of chocolate to it. Which I get the salty sweet conundrum, but like, just have a bite of one, have a bite of another. Don't mix it all into one just lump of butter and chocolate and popcorn like that. If you could see my face right now, I'm just so grossed out. Oh, where do I like to sit? I always sit in the very same spot if I can. The very top, at the very back, in the very middle. That's my favorite place to sit. 11. Have you ever had an idea for a movie script? What was it? Ha ha ha. Nice try, if only you would. I'm not giving you my genius idea. Number 12. What would you like to do most as part of a movie cast or crew? Pretend that any role is available. Acting, cinematography, set design. Oh my gosh. Producer, director, screenwriter. Oh my goodness. That's mean. Okay, I'm gonna pick my top three. I would love to do. Oh God, that's tough. Okay, screenwriter for sure. I'd love to be able to. I think set design would be so fucking cool. And I think that I'd love to try acting, actually. Because you get to wear all the costumes and you get to pretend to be somebody else. I mean, hello, GWA. That's pretty much what we do, except, well, maybe you do the outfits. I don't. But I don't know. Just pretending to be somebody else and getting paid for playing pretend? How cool is that? I think it's cool. 13. The movie I stop on while flipping through a cable service provider and watch the whole way through is The Breakfast Club. Every time, it's always on TV, and I will always watch it. Because did you know that the one that they show on TV actually has extra stuff in it? Yeah, because I own The Breakfast Club, because of course I do. But there's actually extra scenes. You can probably find them on YouTube. I think it's like one scene is like where they're going through their lunch. I can't remember. Point is, it's included on the TV aired versions, but not in the DVDs. So I love it. 14. Is there a movie you've only seen once but never ever need to watch again? Why? Irritating, intense, stupid. I was just talking about this with like my friend, and The Green Mile. Fuck. I will never watch that movie again. It was way too heartbreaking. I don't know how anyone could sit through that more than once, unless you need a really good cry. And you know what? I've never needed to cry so badly that I need to watch that movie again. Broke my heart. Whenever I see bad triumphing over good, and it happens a lot, just like in the real world, won't mention anything, but it breaks my heart, genuinely. And I get way too emotionally invested in fake people on a screen. I get way too into it. Breaks my heart. So no, I could never watch that movie again, ever. 15. Do you ever read movie reviews or listen to the word of mouth from others in your life? Does it ever keep you from going to the movies? I used to read movie reviews in my newspaper when it was really popular, just because I loved reading about it. Nowadays with Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb, I don't feel like it gives me an accurate reflection of my likes or dislikes. So I will just go see a movie because I want to see it. If I go with friends, though, I have this one friend, and he's always like, it only got 44 on Rotten Tomatoes. He's not from Brooklyn. I don't know why I made him sound like that. Okay, but that's what it'll say. He'd be like, oh, it only got 44 on Rotten Tomatoes. And I'm like, well, does it matter? Like, it seemed like a cool plot. Like, or my friends don't like weird shit. So, Jen, like the lobster, I was like, oh, this looks so good. This guy, like, gets turned into an animal. And everyone's like, pass. Let's go see, I don't know, whatever fucking CGI movie was out. And I'm like, ugh, I weep for the future. But I ended up seeing The Lobster, so whatever. Does it ever keep you from going to the movies? Sometimes. Sometimes if it gets an abysmally low rating. And then I'm like, well, then I think about it. I'll still watch it, but I might not go to the cinema. 16. Do you watch movie trailers often? Obsessively? Yeah. Over and over. I go onto IMDb every day just so I can watch whatever new movie trailers are out. Or sometimes I'll just YouTube stuff where I'm like, I need to know the movie trailers of 2016, 2017 now. Obsessed. Obsessed. 17. What are some pet peeves or particulars of yours when you're watching a movie? Pet peeve. Don't talk to me during the movie. My biggest pet peeve is don't pretend you haven't seen a movie and then invite me over to watch said movie and then talk through the entire movie or watch my face at parts you know that are going to be like a jump scare or like really enjoyable or like an epic line, because I have friends who do that. They're like, come over and watch this. I'm like, oh, that sounds so great. I've been wanting to see that. And then they'll be like, this is my favorite part. And inside I'm like, no, you've already seen this. Why would you invite me over to watch this? Or they won't do that. I'll be watching it. And then I can feel out of the corner of my eye, they're watching me watch it. And I'm like, oh God, don't do that. Now I know something's gonna happen. And then I'm like, and then I feel this unnecessary pressure that, like, maybe I won't enjoy it like they did. Why are they watching me? My face can't be that enjoyable to watch during a movie. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, just watch the movie with me. Because I had one friend who lied about, like, we went to see this really scary one. And I was like, we're only going to see it together. Don't see it before me. And she's like, no, I promise. Of course not, Penny. Of course not. We go, of course she's already fucking seen it. And I was like, why would you do this to me? Why? Why? That happened when we were in high school and I'm still choked about it. Ugh. Anyway, this is a great movie. Pan's Labyrinth, classic. Number 18. What are some... Oh, go back to question one. What are your favorites that's been rebooted by the studio? What did I say was my favorite one? Oh, no. Shit, I don't even remember. The Shining... No, wait, that wasn't one of them, was it? No, that was my book one. I said I loved... Oh, Seven and... There Will Be Blood... No. I'm sorry, this one doesn't help. But okay, what's a movie... Okay, I'll just say, what is a movie that I like that has been rebooted by the studio? Oh my gosh. Way to not even read the question properly, Penny. Okay, go back to question one. One of your favorites has just been rebooted by the studio. Which actor or actress would you cast in the new film? Okay, I get it. Way to not read all of the question. Now I have to remember what my favorite ones was. I know that Seven was one, and what was the other one? Oh, Silence of the Lambs. No! You can't know. If one of my favorites has just been rebooted by the studio, I will pick at it and say no. You are not remaking Silence of the Lambs. You want to find someone who plays Clarice Starling better than Jodie Foster? Like, fuck off. No. Anthony Hopkins is Hannibal Lecter. I don't even care what people say. No. 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 It's not happening. I'm just going to say no, no, no. 19. Have you ever tried to share one of your favorites with significant other? How did it go? I really liked the movie Doubt with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Meryl Streep. I thought the acting was spectacular. But I know that I like kind of what some people will qualify as boring films, like The Glass Menagerie or, what was that other one? It was also with, what's his name, John Malkovich. Death of a Salesman. I love those kind of things. I love them. But some people are like, this is dreadful. I hated it. So I'm like, oh, okay, well. So I did try to share one of my movies that I really loved with significant other. They didn't like it at all. I felt super judged. And then I was like, I'm never going to tell anyone movies that I like ever again that I'm dating. Ever. Because as soon as they don't like a movie that I like, a little part of me is like, you kind of suck as a human being, which I know is terrible. Or they'll tell me a movie they like, and it'll be like the crappiest crap fest of crap town. And I'm have to pretend like it's not the worst? No. Can't do it. Movies mean too much to me. I'm a monster. I accept it. So yeah, I did try it. Significant other, did not enjoy it. I felt very horrified and judged. Will never do it again. But if you like any of the movies I've mentioned, then hey, boyfriend material. Just kidding. 20. Last but not least, if I could live the rest of my life of my... Okay, it's getting to the end and now I can't read anymore. Last but not least, if I could live the rest of my real life on film, it would be in the movie world of... God. Can't even think of that. Trying to think of like really beautifully filmed places. Oh, do you know what? Oh, now I'm gonna blank on his name. But just for the direction he made the world seem so beautiful is, oh, and I love his stuff. Why can't I think of it? Oh, that's gonna bug me. I'm sorry, I have to look it up. It's gonna kill me. What's his name? He made those. Oh, I hate when that happens. Where was it? It was, okay. Gotta think. It was The Tree of Life. Malick, or what's his name? The director. Yes, Terrence Malick. Ugh. I'd live in anything he filmed. Everything he films is just so beautiful. For real, every place he goes, like, it just looks stunning. So I'd pick anything like he's done. And yeah, I think that is it. I would love to hear other people's stuff. Seriously, I love to know what kind of films people love. I promise I won't judge you. I promise. But you have to promise you won't judge me. Because, yeah, definitely don't judge me for my Alan Rickman impressions or my terrible Colin Farrell impressions. Poor Colin. Yikes. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say. Penny out.